The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for eastern Columbiana County until 5:15. At 4:43 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line from over East Palestine to over Calcutta, or along a line from over East Palestine to near East Liverpool, moving east at 40 miles per hour. The Weather Service says you can expect 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts, as well as damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Also, the Weather Service reminding us that a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect for Stark, Carroll, Columbiana, Mahoning, Portage, Summit, and Tuscarawas counties until 7 p.m. this evening. A Canton woman has appeared in court on charges stemming from the alleged physical abuse of her 4-year-old daughter. 26-year-old Brittany Morris was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. Bond was set at $75,000. Morris was arrested Thursday on warrants charging her with endangering children and permitting child abuse. She allegedly allowed her husband to abuse the child, who was taken to Mercy Hospital with multiple bruises Thursday morning. Canton police say she also was severely underweight. The child was then taken to Akron Children's Hospital. Morris's husband will be charged. He is on probation for child endangering and was the main suspect in the abuse of Morris's 1-year-old son in 2023. According to court records, Morris has a history of ignoring child abuse in her home. Not guilty pleas have been entered by 3 teens indicted on charges resulting from a deadly drive-by shooting in Canton. 19-year-olds Tracyon Jones and Jerry Dotson and 18-year-old Paul Johnson were arraigned today in Stark County Common Pleas Court on charges including murder, felonious assault, and a weapons charge. They are scheduled to return to court for a pretrial hearing May 15th. Bryson Barksdale was found dead inside a home on Auto Place Northeast in April 2023. Police say shots fired into the house were related to gang activity. They do not believe Barksdale was the intended target. Jones, Dotson, and Johnson were arrested in January. They were minors at the time of the shooting. The Stark County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help finding a man for a welfare check. 33-year-old Connor Seaman was last seen Thursday in the 6100 block of Columbus Road Northeast in Nimishillen Township. He is white, 6 feet tall, and weighs about 160 pounds. Seaman has brown hair and blue eyes. He was wearing a gray shirt, green shorts, and brown loafers at the time. Seaman may be driving a silver 2006 Saturn Ion that has a Quonset Hut sticker on the lower portion of the rear window. He may be armed and has expressed thoughts of self-harm. Anyone with information about where Seaman can be found is asked to call the Stark County Sheriff's Office at 330-430-3800. The Massillon School District has released details of the settlement of a lawsuit filed by a former football player. The repository reports the district's insurance company paid $125,000 to settle the suit. The agreement was provided to the newspaper in response to a public records request. The settlement was approved by the school board in November, but terms weren't disclosed. The suit was filed in Stark County Common Pleas Court in June 2024 by a teen who said he was the victim of a hazing incident the previous summer. The then 17-year-old said he was rushed by some of his teammates and stripped naked from the waist down at a school practice facility. The incident was captured on video and shared with other students. No criminal charges were filed. A Wellsville man who allegedly attacked a Dairy Queen employee is scheduled to return to court May 12th for a pretrial hearing. 52-year-old James Wicker appeared for arraignment in Columbiana County Municipal Court Thursday. He was released after posting bond. Wicker is charged with assault in the Wednesday afternoon incident in East Liverpool. Police say Wicker was upset because his order was incorrect and began yelling about it. He allegedly went behind the counter and hit a female employee in the face. Another employee broke up the fight and struck Wicker in the back of the head. A man is awaiting sentencing after being convicted of a fatal drunken driving crash in Kent. A Portage County Common Pleas Court jury found 51-year-old Albert DiTommaso of Kent guilty of charges including aggravated vehicular homicide, aggravated vehicular assault, and OVI Thursday. The verdicts were delivered after less than 30 minutes of deliberation. DiTommaso will learn his punishment after a pre-sentence investigation. Police said he was behind the wheel when his car rear-ended a Spectrum truck parked on the side of Lake Street in January 2024. His passenger, 55-year-old William Williams of Kent, was pronounced dead at the scene. DiTommaso and a Spectrum employee were taken to Akron hospitals with serious injuries. A Youngstown man accused of trafficking a teen for sex is in custody. 25-year-old Nicholas Felder was arrested Thursday and booked at the Mahoning County Jail. He was indicted in September on charges including rape, human trafficking, commercial exploitation of a minor, compelling prostitution, and corrupting another with drugs. Felder is scheduled for arraignment Tuesday in Common Pleas Court. He allegedly gave drugs to a 16-year-old girl and forced her to have sex with him. Felder also is accused of advertising the victim for sex on several websites. The activity took place over a 3-month period. A deaf death row inmate convicted of a murder in Trumbull County has had his execution vacated. Nathaniel Jackson was sentenced to death for the 2001 shooting of Robert Fingerhut in Howland Township. Federal court records state his sentence was vacated, with the court granting his petition for a writ of habeas corpus. A new sentencing proceeding will be held for Jackson. The court determined his sentencing was unconstitutional because of the trial court judge's bias and misconduct and cited exclusion of relevant evidence. Jackson and Fingerhut's ex-wife were convicted in the crime. She also was sentenced to death. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.